I thought it was
Should
business.
We make it a challenge to not curse once this entire episode?
I think we can do that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who do you think will break it first?
Man.
Zane.
Of course.
What's the punishment?
I'm really bad.
I don't know. What is the punishment?
No, how about what's the prize?
What's the prize?
I think the punishment should be...
a noogie.
That I have to sneak in a word. Because that's punishment
oh,
for me.
Oh, yeah, that's hell.
Yeah. And Bubba. I have to... And I have to sneak
Hell's
in.
Place.
I have to sneak in 10 words. 10 very difficult words.
And if you don't.
Yeah, like snuggleboom.
Astronomical.
Was noogie a real thing? Do you know anybody that got noogied? Or wait,
me.
No.
Yeah,
no,
noogie.
The swirly.
One, right?
I'm thinking of the swirly.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, in the toilet.
I'm sure it's happened, but like not in my time. Like I've never seen or heard of anybody getting.
My mom did it to my brother.
Oh, that's
for what?
For cursing.
Punishment? Gave him a swirly?
Like the toilet water.
Because the thing is, when my
mom. I'm surprised child services didn't come in.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
When my mom threatened, she meant it. So we. Because, like, you know how parents will be like, we're going to go home right now, and you don't go home? We went home. Come
oh,
back.
Like, I'm going to turn this car around. She actually did.
So the first thing she can think of, she was like, say it again, and I'll shove your head down the toilet. And he said it again, so she was like, oh, and I
but
follow through
now. But a noogie is like when you just
knuckle
onto someone's head, right?
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Like, yeah.
And then wedgies are, you know, pulling the underwear.
Oh, I've gotten my fair share of wedgies.
Have you?
Yeah.
What about like a wet
by
willy?
My brother?
A wet willy.
By my brother.
My brother would do the wet willy all
wet
the time.
Ew,
that is like
gross.
So wrong.
It's so gross.
It's what? Also like disgusting giving it to somebody.
Yes.
Like I would never want to. Yeah. And in
Ew.
Their ear, that's gross.
You just like, and you've just captured every single thing in that ear. And what are you going to do with your.
Now you got to wipe your hands.
And I'm sure you didn't wipe or wash your hands.
It's disgusting.
What are you doing?
It's disgusting.
But like, that's always such a trope in movies where they give the kid a wedgie and then they hang him like on the bathroom
yeah.
like, yes.
hook. But I don't think I've ever seen
come
anybody
on, guys,
get it.
Come on.
Yeah.
I remember that one scene in Jackass.
Oh, yeah?
In Jackass where it was like the remember the wedgie
the
one?
Ultimate? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one. Didn't he like bleed through his entire like crack?
Oh. Yeah,
that one was bad. That was bad. I remember that watching that movie with everybody. That was a really crazy.
Yeah, they went out with a bang for sure.
They did. That was their last one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jackass Damn. Forever.
Okay, all right. En tres, a dos, a no unos.
It's coffee time, baby.
Let's go.
Very good.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are...
Bullied.
Before we talk about our weekend, we want to give a big thank you to Accelerator for getting us through and keeping us energized and tasting good stuff the entire time on our taste buds.
Yeah, and you know what? Thank you for providing Accelerators for Matt's bachelor party trip.
We got
a heck ton in the Nashville house. And there was empty cans everywhere.
Oh, they were hooked.
Everybody loved it. It was like the perfect way to start every day, especially since we had a very wild weekend. And I wasn't drinking for like half the time. So this came in perfectly. This is the perfect drink to drink.
It's a great substitute. Like if you go out, like if you don't want to drink or anything, just bring one of these puppies.
It's just so sweet. It makes you feel like you're drinking a cocktail.
And every flavor is good. There's not a single bad flavor.
By the way, I have a new favorite flavor. It's not iguana. it's not island guava anymore.
What is it?
It's cherry limeade.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's so good.
We picked them up on the way to the wedding and I forgot we had them. We put them in the mini fridge at the hotel and we got back from the party.
Yeah.
And I had to edit the ad reads and get the episode up and I was shot and I was like, let me just like grab a water and like try to stay awake. And we had
you forgot they were in there.
I forgot the accelerators were in there.
Wow,
and I was like,
there you go.
I got a second wind just from looking at it.
If you want to try an accelerator, you can get them at any of your local Targets. You can get them at Vons. You can
almost
also,
every gas station I've been to.
I don't know exactly which gas stations, but like, pretty much most of them. You can get them if they don't have it,
demand it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Love you, accelerator. Thank you. Mm. We just had a very emotional and lovely weekend. We were just in Santa Barbara for Mr. and Mrs. Volpes, Joe and Caitlin Volpes' wedding.
Woo!
It was so beautiful. And it was like a small wedding too. And I loved that.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I felt like we were like a part of the wedding.
Yeah.
Like it was nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you personally meet Joe's parents?
Yeah.
Mom and dad?
Yes, I did. He looks nothing like them.
But he acts just like Joe. Yeah. He acts just like Joe.
His father is his father. When he did his speech, I was like, oh, that's all Joe.
His dad gave some really great stories and like speeches and stuff. I loved his dad's speech.
Yeah, that was adorable.
It was so cute.
I could listen to him all day. He was so cute. Mm-hmm. Like just like
he looked like he invented something.
Yeah. Or he looked like a movie producer too. Like yes. Patricia was like, who's that guy? Yeah. Like right when we got there, she's like, he looks really important.
Yeah, he had a presence. Yeah. He was like little, but also
just
he carried himself well.
I walked by his mom, and his mom's like, I've seen your face before.
That's really funny.
I was like, get away, creep.
Beat it, weirdo.
Beat it.
Beat it, nerd.
Yeah, his dad came up and was like, so I'm guessing you've eaten in the car with Joe? And I was like, yeah.
That's so cute.
Something against him about those mukbangs, huh?
He kept bringing up like making fun of him for his career. So good. Let's talk about the lead up to the wedding.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You start off with the big monster monsoon.
Hurricane Hillary.
Hurricane Hillary was mad she wasn't invited.
The amount of people that messaged me like, we're praying for you guys out there. It looks really...
Yeah.
And then once everybody started messaging me, I was like, okay, maybe I should be like more concerned.
Yeah, because I thought like it wasn't going to be a big deal. And then suddenly I was like, wait, no.
And the only reason why I was concerned is because a hurricane has not gone up that way in how many years?
Right. They said it was like in the 1938 was like the last.
Like it's crazy. So my head was like, oh, this is like a sign.
Last one to hit like a hurricane to make landfall was 1858 in California.
What?
That's crazy.
They said this hurricane, by the time it got to LA, it would just be a tropical storm.
Right.
So it wasn't the actual hurricane.
But some people were like looking at some maps that were saying, no, this can get worse because the way the air patterns were coming down, they were like, there's a lot of like warm air that's going to push this even up.
Yes.
There was that moment of panic where when I realized, oh my gosh, we're going to a destination wedding in Santa Barbara, down the PCH, through canyons. Yeah,
right next to the water.
I was like, oh my God, we're going on a damn quest here.
I started getting really paranoid. Bless you.
Thank you.
I started getting paranoid because I was like, oh my gosh, like our house is built in like the 30s. Like I don't know if it can withstand. Nothing out here is
Nothing's built for weather
and rain. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting a little scared. Like we already have leaks at a minor rain.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started like prepping everything. I'm going through my house. I'm taking videos of all like the camera equipment. I was like, if something happens, we flood. I don't want to have like some sort of proof for insurance. And then we were also just like worried like, because I knew that they were going to have to pivot the wedding to be accommodating for the weather. And I was like, I hope that they can do something in order to like make it still happen.
Because the venue, the whole venue is like outside.
Based on being outside.
Yeah. And it's not easy to just cancel a wedding.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't.
And it wasn't like a wedding venue. It was an estate. Like it was someone's part. So it was like, you can't just cancel it, especially the people that own it. They don't care about the weather.
It's wedding season. Every weekend's booked. Like exactly. You're not going
to
get.
Do you know how much they had to end up paying to get the tents up?
Yes. She told,
I know the mom told me and I was like, oh, right.
Yes.
Horrible.
Like,
For people that have to deal with that, it's already like a horrible scenario to be in where you're like, to charge that much to put up like tents that are rented. I'm like,
but I feel like you should buy a package at least that's cheaper just in case it's there.
Yeah. Here's the thing though. It's not like the property had that tent stuff. This was like a company that does
tent.
So like they have to be paid. So I'm like, they can't just like get it for free. And the wedding venue is not going to
be. I bet that tent guy was looking at the hurricane coming in going, we're going to be getting some calls.
Buy a couple more because we're going to be renting them out.
They definitely jacked up the price because of the weather because that's absurd.
Yeah, that was hurricane rate.
I wouldn't even guess anything near what they paid for a tent.
Yes, exactly. It's a tent. It's metal poles. And
we should have just made it ourselves. Matt, you should have started knitting one.
I should.
but then when you like looked at the tent, like the lights and the chandelier, and I was like, oh, this is like a fancy tent.
It was nice.
It was a fancy tent. It was not just like basic Target tent.
Yeah, it wasn't like Dodger Stadium, like...
Yeah, no,
covering
it was super
a hot dog
elegant.
Stand.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
But it worked out. We told them, we said like, it's almost better to, not better, but like, it's okay to have bad weather because this is going to be a memorable wedding.
Yeah.
And on top of the hurricane, we were all getting ready, literally hair and makeup, getting ready, leaving in 10 minutes. earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
We were on the second floor, so we were just sitting here like this, and we looked at each other. I'm like,
I thought someone was having sex at first. I was like, damn, someone is going at it at 3 in the afternoon.
We've talked about this before, but when an earthquake happens, the last thing you think is earthquake.
Yeah.
For some reason, you're like so confused. Why don't we think earthquake until afterwards?
You think someone's just making a ruckus. Yeah. So you think someone is just on a door frame, just moving.
And you know what, Matt? I wasn't surprised because, boy, those walls are thin.
Hey,
you hear everything through those walls at that hotel. Bro, I could hear conversations of like a couple, like right behind. I could hear every word. Like you could literally hear everything that's going on in the next bedroom.
Ella, Taylor, and Danielle were right above us. I heard everything.
Oh, you did?
I heard what time they got home.
They talked shit.
I heard who they were talking shit about.
I'm not going to say, maybe on the unwinds.
But they say anything about me?
That moment though, because that earthquake, it was a 5.1, 5.2. Yeah. And it lasted long too.
It was long.
And that's when your brain really goes into shock because you're like, oh, it's an earthquake. You get kind of excited and then it's still going and you're like,
right.
Oh, this is it. This is the big one.
I'm on the second floor. There's a third floor. So I'm crushed in the middle of this.
And we're right in front of the ocean. Like that was also my first thought. And
like,
luckily,
like tsunami.
Yeah. But the fault line though, doesn't start, like it's not in the ocean. The San Andreas is inland. So like a tsunami can't happen in California.
We look
out
the window. We see the start of the fault line all the way down.
I looked at the window and I saw this like girl just like walking. Cause I instantly, right when it was happening, I was like, I gotta see outside what's happening. And this girl was just walking and suddenly just stopped. And she's just like still.
Like a sim.
Yeah. She just like,
wait, I thought you don't like really feel it outside. You feel it mostly inside because everything
usually,
around you is shaking.
You feel it more.
Don't.
We got those phone alerts. Like
dude, on
that.
The dot.
Yes.
I wasn't freaking out really. I like you said, like you get kind of excited until that thing came in. Like it was an alert that was like, take cover, duck and hide.
Yes.
And I was like,
we've never gotten that here. That why do they have it out?
Because I feel like we get alerts.
No,
when there's one.
Jordan got
away.
It here.
Oh, you did.
But did you feel it?
Yeah. No, I didn't feel it.
We never got alerts like that. Even like a month ago, we didn't get alerts like that.
And it was the tone that really freaked me out.
Yes, it was like get down, cover.
Now.
And run for your life.
I called Zane. Zane's like, it told me to stop, drop, and roll. I was like, no, that's a fire, Zane. Read it again.
It was crazy. And he was like, are you okay? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the earthquake, you didn't feel it? I was like, I'm in the elevator. I didn't feel anything.
Oh, that's even worse.
Imagine being stuck in the elevator.
Yeah, could you imagine? When an earthquake starts to happen, like I know us, when we were sitting in the hotel room, it feels like it takes minutes for us to realize. Like, we're moving. In my head, I'm like, feels like we're moving. In his head, feels like we're moving. It takes us so long to look at each other and we're like, are we moving?
It's a strange feeling you can't explain because you know something is like off, but you can't like.
And you don't want to be like, it's kind of embarrassing. There's this moment where you're excited, but like I need to start practicing when you feel one, get under something out of safety. But like, you're like,
but
I'm
you
not
also like,
gonna
wait, no, I feel like there's a certain point during an earthquake where like, you know, it's serious. Like when it's just shaking, it's fine. But like, when shit starts rocking, I think because it takes time. It doesn't happen in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Earthquake will go on for at least like a minute.
Being on the second floor, I was like, the top's going to collapse on me. If I'm under a bed, then I would feel even more
and
trapped.
Those floors were creaking. Every set that I took in our hotel room.
Yeah. Thank goodness, though, it did not happen during the wedding. I feel like that would just be like the really worst time. Like it's your most precious moment and you think that like the gods are just like giving you this like sign. But
imagine Joe, like when he did, like he smashed the cup with his glass.
Oh, that would be crazy.
I'm sure somebody out there has a like a perfect timed scenario where something did happen exactly.
100%.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever heard about that tradition called burying the whiskey?
Yeah,
I heard you telling somebody about that at the wedding.
So I've been like learning about it from friends and family who've been getting married is that it's like a superstition, a way to prevent it from raining or hopefully, this prevents it from raining. You get a bottle of whiskey, you go to the place where you're getting married and you bury it.
Ahead of time.
I think it may be like a month in advance, or a week or a couple days. You bury it and then apparently that prevents the rain from happening. And then you go and get the whiskey and you have a shot with it. So after this, though, Patricia and I were like, because we've been like, nah, we're not going to do that. But then I'm like, maybe we just should, just in case.
I feel like that's for the people working at the venue, they just say that. They're like, yeah, bury some whiskey. And then they're just like, and they're like collecting all of them.
Yeah.
It sounds like something Dwight Schrute's family would make up.
Yeah, yeah, bury a beet in the backyard.
A beet. But yeah, it turned out beautiful. Like overcast is the best weather for
the
pictures.
The lighting was perfect
too.
For pictures yeah. for
the lighting
everybody.
Was good. Nobody cared that they were getting a little wet. Like
the rain kind of made it like more romantic in a way. Like it felt more intimate. It felt more emotional.
Agreed. Yeah.
We got to tell you what happened on the way driving up to the wedding.
Please.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
So we're driving, we're on the highway, and I'm just sitting there looking out and I see three planes in the distance. And I was like, oh, that looks interesting. And then they go sideways and start diving towards the ground, towards the center of the highway. And I lean forward. I'm watching this. I'm like, Zane, do you see this right now? Look at these planes. And it dives completely and it goes underneath a tree and I don't see the plane. And then I see two other ones come up and I'm like, that plane just crashed. I was like, that plane literally just nosedived into the ground. He's like, what are you talking about? And we keep driving. A second later, big black smoke. What?
Black
and then we're just
smoke.
like,
oh my God.
Immediately I pulled my phone out. I was like, we're under attack. We're under attack.
And
I
Zane start, is screaming, we have to exit.
We have to get off now.
He takes his belt off and he's like, get off the highway. Get off the highway.
Put your belt?
Matt, they were so low. They were like fighter jets, like attacking.
Wait, do you think that the one plane crashed or?
So we saw the smoke
all,
go
this
up.
This is all we see. This
it's
is all
just happening
see.
So rapidly. I'm like, oh my God, something's going on. And then I'm like, oh my God, there's a cop up ahead. Why
feels,
is nobody
it
going?
It feels like we're in a trance because nobody's reacting. Nobody's looking up at the sky. We're the only ones seeing this black smoke.
Oh
and I'm like,
my.
Why is nobody reacting?
I'm looking, it's like World War II fighter planes. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I'm like, there's a literal dogfight happening over the highway right now. And nobody's freaking out.
We're all sitting there like, I knew I felt something when I woke up. Like something was going to go wrong.
I had a bad
today.
Gut feeling. I'm like, this is it.
And we're all like, yeah, us too.
The hurricane, the fires. We're like, this is war. We're being attacked.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening?
Little Google search.
We keep driving.
Little Google search. I put the date and I put the location and it is a show.
Oh.
A performance, if you will.
Some theater.
But Matt, I'm telling you.
It was
you
a World War II reenactment event.
Oh my goodness. So what, during the middle of this, it coming in hurricane?
It's in a horrible spot.
If you don't know that and you see a reenactment of a dogfight.
Yeah.
It was insane. And there was like, they kept like popping smoke. And
where were you? Were you in like Thousand Oaks?
Camarillo.
So that's like further up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Also, there was no people on the side. There was no like sideline to watch it. It was just over the sky.
That's why I asked. I was like, where are the people watching? But those were the dates that it was.
So weird.
Whoa.
I have the video though.
So
like, us just freaking out for like 3 minutes.
I knew it. I knew something was going to happen.
Yo, we got real quiet as soon as we said that.
Music down. Everybody's silent.
A moment of silence. Yeah.
Yo, it was really embarrassing.
Soaking in the embarrassment.
Nobody said anything. We weren't like, oh, you're stupid. It was just like, yeah. We all felt the embarrassment of like that freak out.
Because we were trying to find like the cop on the highway. He was just pulling someone over. We were like, there's police. Like,
just everything was like assigned to us in the moment.
I knew it.
And we had no food. We had no weapons. Like, we were not prepared for this war.
But him taking his seatbelt off was the first step.
I say, get off the exit. Yeah. I say, get off the highway now.
I was so freaked out. I bought those the little hammers that can break a window glass.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice. Good.
Are you talking about like the?
Yeah, it's one of those, but it's this one kind of looks more like a hammer, but it has that like it basically it's has like that. A, oh, okay, it's not okay. A keychain version, but it's like almost like a wrench. That's kind of wild though. That a hammer really doesn't break a car window. It has to like you have to also hit the corners of it too.
Yeah.
That's just it's interesting.
Or the one that looks like a hair tie with a little ball at the end of it. Mm-hmm. You pull it back and it snaps.
You do like this and you pull it and it'll shatter the
window.
Crazy. But they have some cool tools. Like you get the seatbelt cutter one with the punch.
Yeah, that's what I bought, the orange one that has a seatbelt cover. I think I was just so excited to like to use
gadget.
It.
Yeah.
Or like also, you know, have a Defender. I was like, I want to go in a flood. Right. I was like, as much as I didn't want to happen, I think deep down I really just wanted to press
it's
like
nice
water mode.
That you could.
Yeah, I was watching videos of people just going through rivers and I'm like,
that must be feel so good, like pressing on that glass.
I know my intrusive thoughts are just like, I just want to do it.
Oh, just with shot, just get me
ever,
windshield.
You ever seen like spark plugs?
Like
the way they will like shatter glass.
Like a spark plug that's in a car?
For a car. If you take it and you just toss it onto glass lightly, the entire thing will completely shut. Jordan, look up a video.
Do a lot of people do this? Is a way...
I don't know, but it's crazy. Like, you could see people doing it to, like, vending machine glass, car glass, everything. Ooh,
vending machine. That's not a bad idea.
So look at that tiny little piece.
That?
No, the plug. That's... Oh. What?
Whoa.
That looks like a little piece of plastic.
What is a spark plug?
Wait.
It's like porcelain something. I don't.
What?
Like the fragments of it just like pierce through
there's
it.
There's something
about
it.
That's sick.
Every car should come with a little Ziploc.
Oh, just a little handful.
Oh, you know that shit would hurt too if you threw that at somebody.
Oh my God. What would it do to a person?
We should have that in our pockets for war.
Just a handful of like it in dust, like somebody wearing glasses.
Yes.
Oh, the food was so good that they had. Oh my God. They had the Michelin star pizza. Like,
so I didn't realize, I thought there was like two food options when it comes to wedding. You could do buffet style or you do like the plate where you pick what you want. But they did it as a family style. And I was like, that's genius. I never thought about doing that for a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it made it.
Each section had their own, like, food. You didn't have to.
I really liked that because you get to, like, try everything without having to, like, go back and forth.
You don't feel like you're forced to, like, eat it. You can kind of make your own plate.
And it's also cheaper, too, because it's so expensive to get, like, per person a plate. And, like, not everybody's going to eat, like, everything on their plate.
How was your table with following the rules of the passing?
Some people from the other table kept trying to pass it over. I go, no, Jason.
We were the other table.
Yeah, that was Jason. He didn't follow any of the rules.
The caterers came over and explained to us, like, it was one long table, but they were clearly divided. So she said, it's one plate per table, so don't pass it to that person. Pass it in a circle.
Yeah.
And of course,
just basic rules.
Way over his head, starts passing it to the other side. So we didn't get salad, macaroni. We had to ask them.
There was macaroni. You see, didn't get any.
I didn't get any macaroni. Damn.
You didn't? It was fusilli and spaghetti.
Oh,
right?
I thought you meant like mac and cheese macaroni. Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, fusilli.
She calls any type of pasta macaroni.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
It's
all
macaroni, or it's either macaroni or spaghetti.
No, it's pasta.
I started saying pasta. I'm trying to get used to it.
Jason, you're in America.
Jason,
you're American.
Patricia and I, we were at the bathroom, and then you know how like the bathroom there was like near the owner's house, like garage area. And we walked out of the bathroom and we saw this like really kind of rich, nice looking guy like talking to some of the employees, and we were like, that's the owner.
Oh,
that has to be the owner.
No way.
And we're like, wow, yeah, that's definitely him. He definitely has the vibe. And we were like, he's probably old money too. His dad was probably rich. Patricia and I are having this whole image of him. We're like, yeah, for sure. And then we go down when we're doing like the hava or whatever. Yeah. I realize it's the ice cream guy.
Oh!
It was the guy who was serving
gelato,
ice cream. Yeah. I was like, oh, time I thought it was.
That feeling was equivalent to us in the car with the Jets. Like,
yeah.
We were like assuming we were so right.
That's really funny.
That little gelato couple, that was cute.
But yeah, the gelato was banging.
Oh, and the music was great.
And then found out it was it was like a Jewish style wedding. Didn't know who was Jewish. Didn't know if it was Caitlin or Joe.
Joe, I think, is half
Jewish.
No,
it's not Joe. No, it's
Caitlin's
Caitlin.
Jewish.
What?
It's Caitlin. At first, I thought it was Joe. And then I was like, I didn't know Joe was Jewish.
Joe's from New Jersey. A lot of Jews are from Jersey.
No, it's Caitlin. I need to learn about my friends a little bit more.
And the surprise that they were already married.
Yeah.
I wasn't shocked at all. As soon as I said that, I was like, no surprise.
Yeah, their first date, they got married on July 11th. They actually met on my birthday, Caitlin and Joe.
At your birthday?
No, they met just on July 9th. Or I don't know, I was taking a pee at Joe's house and like above their toilet was like, the stars on the day we first met, you know, those little things.
Oh,
it was like July 9th.
And
I was like, that's my birthday.
Heath, their bathroom is like a shrine of them.
Really?
That's just funny. A bunch of pictures of them in the bathroom. It looks like their bedroom.
That's funny.
The guest bathroom. It's so funny.
How late did you guys stay partying up? I kind of
Heath and Raya left, I know it was going on for another hour. Kayla wanted to keep it going.
There was a noise ordinance. So we left when they go, okay, guys, no more music. Everybody's got to keep it down. Stay, have some drinks if you want, but it has to be quiet. So we're like, okay, all right, shit. Well, we'll go back, get changed, figured everybody would be like doing something after, but you guys stayed and party for like another hour.
Yeah, we were there for another hour. We're just like dancing with no music pretty much. And I snapped the chair, snapped my chair in half the first 5 minutes of the wedding.
Did you just have a bad chair or did you really
I was sitting there just
No, he was leaning back and I was like, why don't you just sit up straight? And he was like, I'm tired. Snap.
No, that was after it snapped.
Well, I don't think I have enough like force to my body to make that snap.
You know what? Maybe I think I was just, I was like really relying on that back of my chair. I'm also like, you know, I'm getting all this muscle now. So maybe it's
just too strong.
It was just too heavy. It was just too heavy. It felt like we were in a classroom. Like when we're all sitting there, I was like, I feel like we're about to misbehave, but like we really shouldn't. But like, I wanted to like pass notes in the back because we were all.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was cute. Oh, I definitely teared up when I saw Joe's face.
Yeah.
Looking at Caitlin the whole time. That one. Normally I don't get emotional like that. So I'm emotional. I'm sympathetic. I don't get emotional with happy things. I get emotional with sad things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that was the first time where I was just like,
tears of happiness. First one.
Uh-oh.
That's great.
I know. It was really special.
Yeah. He really loves that.
He does.
Oh, we went back to the hotel room after and kept the night going. Everybody was completely like hammered. Trash. Right. Danielle, the worst. She was the worst. That girl does not know how to stop drinking. Like, I know I have my nights, but I swear that girl, there is no off it. Like,
yeah, she'll just start talking.
It's just, like, it just keeps on going with Danielle. It's crazy. And you just, like, I've never had to tell like a specific person, just like, hey, you should really drink water. I'm worried for you. And she's just like, fuck you, Zane. I always have your back. That's just like her first line anytime I say she needs to drink some water.
I always have your bag,
Zane. I'm like, that's not the Danielle. You need to drink water. You look like you're about to like. We went back to the room and we were playing this game that Ella found where it was like a naughty game. Things got real naughty.
What is the game?
I don't know. It was a game where I was like, kiss the person to the left if blah, 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 blah.
Is it a card game or like an app?
You put your names in the app and then the app will come up with things.
So I think I played this. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is this why you forgot your hat in the room?
Maybe. I might have left it in somebody's room. So I don't have my hat.
Oh, you hooked up with a wedding guest?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe not.
Rhymes with Bella.
Did Hia. You really?
No, I'm kidding. No.
Oh. I was like, what?
With, yeah, my little Indian princess. Yes, okay. I did. Yeah, no, that's it. And then we ended the night. We were so loud in that room. I'm surprised nobody kicked us out. It was loud in there.
I heard
it. We just thought it was another earthquake.
Oh, we're in David's room.
Did the girls go back to their room after?
Yeah.
It was also a Sunday night.
I heard them, yeah.
Yeah, but I think people like on their vacations like leave Sunday.
And people probably thought it was like a hurricane and like an earthquake at the same time.
Yeah, it was Hillary making all that noise.
It was just so funny seeing all the like the TikToks about like South Carolina not preparing for this weather or something like that, and just everybody just like on the beach like
Southern California, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Oh,
that's on the other coast, Zane.
He knows where it is.
Did you see the Project X party? That was going like viral on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Hysterical.
It was like
Hurricane Hillary, like the TikTok account Hurricane Hillary posted it. It was like pretty much the hurricane promoting him, like herself on
TikTok. And it was like, in Southern California, we don't prepare, we party. And then it was like this music. And it was like party information. Oh, God.
Southern California, Sunday, like be there. Everyone's like, where, I'm coming.
Nobody got it.
We're so unserious. But it is fun. Like, I think we were also, of course, it's good to be prepared, but most people are from Florida and the East Coast. And, like, we're used to it.
The hurricanes that we get through Florida are nasty. But, like, our houses are so prepared. We got the shutters, we got the roof. Our houses are fucking strong out in Florida. Like, if any of those hurricanes hit here,
yeah, it'd be really bad.
But I saw all those videos like Palm Springs and Vegas. They got hit hard.
Palm Springs, Mexico, Vegas, so bad.
So that's why I thought like, oh, we're definitely getting hit in Santa Barbara.
Vegas
like, there's
confused
no way.
Me.
So I looked at the live map. It was perfectly not, it perfectly did not hit us. Like it was, the hurricane was everywhere on this side and that sliver was us.
Interesting.
And it didn't hit us. We got really lucky with that storm.
But now there's how many more behind this?
There's
four other ones, right?
Bring it on. Well, yeah, I just wanted to. I just wish I could have snuggled up like during the rain, though. Like, yeah. I wish I had like, some cozy time.
I love not doing anything during a hurricane. Oh, and the electricity goes off. You know, no AC. It's just hot as hell. I loved hurricane. Like back when in Florida, we play board games all night. We light up the candles.
Yeah, it's fun because you bust out your handheld video game things.
Yes,
and then they die in 3 hours, and you're like, well, what do I do for the rest of this time? Then
you didn't have a generator?
No, we didn't.
Like a gas generator?
That was one thing.
Yeah, like a generator. Like we'd have generators.
I was so jealous of everybody. If you had a generator on the block. Oh,
yeah, everybody would ask you for your generator.
Yeah, but that shit was loud.
Yeah, and expensive. It was expensive to get to have a generator on you. Like if you had a generator, it would be the streets generator. Like everybody would come over.
How to use it. Yeah, Patricia and I, we were waiting at the hotel for everybody to come back. Towards the late night at the end of the party, because we thought everyone was coming back, and then we're sitting there kind of waiting. We're like, oh, I was already pretty drunk. Patricia hardly had anything to drink. And she was like, what if we just went back now? Like, I was like, back to LA? And she's like, yeah. Like, I haven't drank anything. Let's go.
Like at night? Oh, like that night?
Yeah, like right around midnight. And I was like, actually, that does sound kind of nice. We pulled it up and it was an hour to get home.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All the way from Santa Barbara. That's half the time. And we're like, damn, that would be pretty nice. Let's go. So we got out of there. Drive all the way back. And it was fine on the roads until we got into LA. And it was pouring hard.
Oh, really?
Big, deep. Yeah. It's super intense in LA. And we pull up to our house and...
the house was...
Well, it's raining hard. And we walk up and our front door is open, cracked open.
Uh-oh.
And I'm instantly my heart sinks and I'm like, oh my gosh. And we have a gate to enter our place. That's locked, which normally randomly isn't, but usually we lock it.
Yeah.
And her neighbor was out of town. I'm like, how the hell did this lock up? So I'm freaked out thinking that someone has found their way into the home.
And then locked the gate.
Yeah. And our door is now it's all fixed and repaired and stuff, but it's a home from 1925. It's a curved hobbit door. You can't replace those. And we've already had gaps. It's sometimes the door's stuck. Sometimes it's super loose.
Wait, was this the door that swell when it gets wet? This is the door that connects to your build, your apartment?
His front door.
It's our front door cracked open. And I'm like, what? And we have all our Amazon packages. They're soaked. We're bringing it in. No. But I'm stay back. I'm going in, checking out the place. And the area where we thought that there was going to be a leak in our kitchen that happened before, there wasn't a leak there. And I was like, whew, okay, good. But I got to go check all the closets and everything around the house. And I'm walking around just with my flashlight on. I was pretty spooked.
Was your power out?
No, it wasn't out, but I don't know. I was just
Did you check the safe behind the painting?
Oh, yeah, my very important safe with all of my valuables and diamonds in. No, that's...
Okay, so the door was open. You guys definitely locked it before leaving.
We did, but the way, because it expands when it's hot and cold, the moisture, open. It just slipped open.
Even with the lock, that extra...
Buddy, it's now it's all fixed, but it was just...
Well, you know what it is? It's the termites.
There is some wood rot issues.
Termites love the rainy weather.
But I go in then into our guest bedroom, and then that closet is where I have all of my clothes. And then right when I walk in and I'm like, I hear this pitter patter sound, and I'm like, what is that?
Hillary.
I open up the closet. Water is just coming all into my closet, all over my clothes.
No.
All of it. It was coming out of a smoke detector or a light or a thing. And it's just, it is pouring.
Did you get a video?
I got a video because I'm sending it to the landlord. I'm like, we have a leak now.
Was it already was it water still coming down through you looked?
So it got so heavy on the first rack of all my clothes, of those fell. And I'm like, gosh. And then I'm trying to save the rest of my clothes. And as I'm grabbing it, that whole part, that breaks off. And
I'm just imagining just a pipe going,
And so all my clothes, they go all down onto this huge wet floor. It's all soaked.
Well, you know what? Good thing you went home early to catch that shit.
Oh, because it would have been even worse.
It would have been way worse.
So now half of my clothes. And then so Then we were already like so exhausted.
Oh, is that why you're wearing that shirt?
Yeah, because this is like the only clothes I have left. And I know other people lose much terrible.
It's okay. Yeah.
It was all my.
Oh, like, he starts crying. I'm like, okay, now
it's too much.
Him, there's people that are dying.
It was all of my nice clothes. Like, yeah, it was that sucks. Expensive that sweaters. Sucks. And I'm like, yeah, it's frustrating. And so then we like went to bed, but I had to stack up all like the wet clothes and on top of the dry clothes, and that made even all the other clothes get more wet, and now it smells like mildew. I'm now having to like, and there's so many clothes where it's like, I don't even have enough like time to wash the clothes.
And you know what ended up being dry only? The towels.
Yeah.
The things that are meant to be wet. The towels and the paper towels, all that dry.
So it just smells like mildew, and Patricia's still washing my clothes, but I got to get like someone to come. Or I'm having a laundry person pick it up to finish the rest of it.
Interesting.
They charge you by the weight, though, at laundry places, and it's already wet.
Oh,
so it's like
no.
Doubled. Doubled.
Oh, he was probably getting all those wet clothes. He was like, oh, yeah, we got to weigh them.
But hopefully my renter's insurance can like at least cover the cleaning of the clothes, do you think?
No, probably I think not. They'll cover the damage if you had any like electronics in there or anything, but like your clothes.
So should I just say then all my clothes are ruined?
Your clothes aren't ruined though.
They're like, but sir, they're just wet.
Yeah, it's like running in the rain in your outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really
You just have
cover
to wash
that.
It. It's not ruined, but yeah. It's just annoying.
Damn, yeah. My man thought he's going to come up on a whole new wardrobe.
I would love to see that email, though, that Matt said, my clothes are wet, and I expect
I did just send in that clip.
Oh, you did?
I did. Just like...
Did you say in the video, like, who's going to be paying for my...
No, I was just telling my landlord that the leak needs to be fixed as soon as possible, and especially if there's another storm coming, like...
Somebody needs to be held accountable.
You know what they do?
Oh, it's just annoying.
Like, you know what? I should have checked all my like closets and shit. I didn't even think to do that. Like after we got back,
you have a pretty new house though. So
with all the ants coming through, I don't know, man. There's a lot of holes and
still got ants,
crannies up in that house.
So yeah, all my clothes are soaked.
I'm surprised it took us no time to get back.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We took our time. We got up. We went and found a cute little coffee spot. Oh,
you know those like little plazas, those little plazas where you go in, you're like, celebrities definitely go here.
Yeah.
Like it has that like little niche, like hidden like feel to it. As soon as you walked in, they were like, oh, we're going to see Steve Buscemi somewhere for sure.
Only took us like an hour and a half to get home.
Yeah, it wasn't
nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, we got really lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any leaks here? Like any damage to your house?
Just in our normal spots, the kitchen,
but
the living room,
we have
the guest
like
house.
Bowls. You could see when you go out. We have bowls just set there.
They're just permanently.
Oh, just like ever, just all the time, or just when?
It's just no. If you they look in the, there. It's always there.
You come home, Dino's all wet.
That's what I was scared of. I texted Jordan and I was like, how's he doing with the rain? Because I just imagine, we like to leave the little window open, but I just imagine him soaked. I really did. Poor thing. Jordan was like, he's literally fine.
Drenched.
Dude, imagine if this set had a leak though. That would...
Oh, that insurance. Ooh, we'd get everything covered.
Right,
everything.
Right
like, what if I was gone out of town and I came back and my clothes like had just been sitting there wet and they were moldy?
Matt,
do you think
was
renter insurance cover that?
That renter does not cover. It's like broken electronics.
It's like thousands of dollars
or expensive. If your couch got completely ruined, then they would cover that because like that's like
clothes can be washed.
Yeah, you get like,
but it's so many clothes.
Okay, so like they burned in a fire.
Yeah, if it caught fire and they were gone,
you'd get it covered.
Maybe
depending on the insurance, you have to have fire insurance. Apparently, disaster insurance doesn't cover everything. It's just the
shopping insurance,
just the regular disaster.
It's crazy
insurance.
That you have to have insurance for every single type. It's not just like home insurance. It's like home insurance. Oh, but make sure to get hurricane.
Yeah.
And closet.
Oh, sorry, you didn't have tornado.
There's walk-in closet and regular closet
it's like,
insurance.
I just want to have it insured. Like it's crazy. You have to do each fucking package.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you don't have a certain amount, damage. We won't cover it.
Forget it.
Oh, no, you have to destroy this much more amount of things for us to cover it.
It's like health insurance. Why is there health insurance, dental insurance? Like, it's just, all health.
Just give me body insurance. Anything with my body.
How about just do it for free because we love each other?
How about give me ass insurance? What? I want to get a new fucking ass.
Give
I want
me my BBL.
Yeah.
What is dismemberment insurance? Is that like if you lose a limb?
So if you're working and say... you do construction, something with your hands, and you lose a limb and you can no longer do that job.
Okay.
you can have insurance for that that would cover you for X amount of time because you can't do that anymore.
Okay.
But you have to get the insurance past the elbow because if you have to amputate lower than the elbow, then they're not going to cover it because you need to get
it. So like I have insurance for my business, for my voice. If something happens where I can't talk.
What you do?
You do?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay, bougie bitch.
No, you don't. No, you
okay, don't. Ariana.
Dead Wait, ass.
No, you don't.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
I didn't know that.
Baby, we covered.
What about my, what if I lose my voice every fucking week?
Yeah,
what about me?
Zane should really.
Where's my insurance?
It was like one of those things where you have to like check off. Like, it was like.
Wait,
is this
what?
Part of your health this insurance like or your own?
No, like business insurance.
So if you permanently lose your voice, you mean?
Yeah.
And then you get a big payout and none of us get.
Yeah, what about?
How does that affect our
cat? What about me? That affects half my business. Where's my insurance? Imagine me having to run this podcast by myself. Oh my fuck.
No, I actually can't imagine at all.
And you know what that means? I'd get the 100%. I'll pay you.
You're serious?
Oh my God, why am I attacked?
No, is it cheap?
Like it's like a whole plan type thing. I literally don't know how much.
So it's a whole plan. So you planning everything out.
Oh, so you planning on leaving me.
Oh, got it. Got it. Okay.
Uh-huh. So it's a umbrella and there's little check marks underneath like voice. And
like I said, there's different things. Like if you have a specific job type to be able to be covered for, I think it's like a certain like number of years to where if you can't be doing that job anymore.
You got hair transplants covered under that?
No, I wish because I have another one.
I think we should because we're on camera and people make fun of our receding hairlines. I know. And I think that's mental health. Like type shit, you know? That's mental health type shit.
I can't believe you're fighting for a third hair transplant right now.
Like, I told Heath at the wedding, I'm like, I'm getting my third one.
Dude, your hair looks fine.
At the wedding,
I even was like behind you and I was looking at your hair. I'm like, his hair's looking great.
Yeah, and it could look better.
He will not stop. It's going to be like.
I will keep going because, you know, I could always cut, right? I want to look like Jesus and Wolverine at the same time. By the end of this.
All right.
I want to die, Harry.
Still wears a hat.
And bleaches it. Bleaches it and wears a hat.
Gosh.
I need another hair transplant.
Every time Zane bleaches hair, he goes, I got to stop doing this.
Yeah, that's like frying your hair.
Look, it's not frying it because my hairs are still there, right?
Okay.
They're still there.
It's like when you're working out and you eat something bad. You know what I mean? You're like, I can afford to do this because I did this.
Yes.
It's that type of mentality.
Don't do that. You're on my side. You're on my team.
I'm helping.
Do you?
I always have your back.
Do you have life insurance?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't.
My dad was so mad because he had to get the gallbladder removed.
Yeah.
And if it would have happened a couple weeks later, it would have been covered under Medicare.
Oh.
And like completely free.
Oh, because his birthday.
Yeah, because he's about to turn 64 or 65, whatever it is. And it was just a couple weeks early that this happened. So now he has insurance, but he still has to pay an insane amount for it.
That's why. It's a scam.
And then it also said that he needed to have 35 gallbladder stones and he only had 30. So they were not going to cover that.
Yeah,
either.
They only cover like 25.
Is that true? Is he just making shit up?
Yeah. Your father doesn't deserve that.
I don't know. The whole insurance game is all...
I think I'm going to run it. I think I'm going to own an insurance company.
Insurance companies make the most millionaires.
Zane, and that's what I'm going to do. That's the thing to do.
I think they're scam artists, but I think I'm going to run one.
I'll be your first customer.
Okay. Oh, no.
Your first client.
No, you could be my secretary.
Oh, and I still won't get insurance. you don't cover your employees.
Health insurance is expensive.
Did you hear about the app? Someone made an app where when you find poop on the ground, you put it in the app. Kind of like when... you know the scoot, like the bird app where like you look at the map and you see everywhere that has birds, that has scooters. They made one where there's poop. So time you find poop, you put it.
How'd you find that?
But when you go to the map,
it's like Waze when you see a police officer.
I think someone's trolling it though. Like right now, if you pull it up, it's like
Matt,
poops
you can
everywhere.
Make it, yeah. You can make an app for anything.
Are there pictures of the poop? I feel like you need to show a picture of the poop.
Let me show you the
poop. Yeah, prove it.
Let me show you the app.
We want to see. All right,
San Francisco's poop reporting app. Look, it's everybody that puts in where they find poop on the ground.
Yeah, but I bet that's like people, tech guys who are trolling the app. I bet there's a lot of poop in San Francisco. But like not that much.
I'm telling you, man, it's real.
That's crazy.
When I saw a movie recently, I did that Run Pee app when I was watching Talk to Me. And it was great.
It worked?
Yes.
Oh,
it,
cool.
A little, but there's a little bit where it's
you went at the exact time that they said.
Oh, yeah.
So you pull out the Run Pee app right when the movie's starting, you start the timer and someone has already made like when you need to go pee and it will vibrate 30 seconds before they say you should go pee. But my only thing is it kind of fucks with like the pacing of the movie. So you're like, okay, something really climactic is about to happen. And then it's
that
usually,
you need to get back for.
Oh, well, yeah. Or you kind of like, you're expecting like it'll vibrate. You're like, okay, something really climactic is about to happen. And then it does. And then you can leave. So it's always like,
oh,
but does it tell you like you should get back now?
Yeah. It counts down.
What?
Yeah, it
That's
does.
So cool.
That's so genius.
And yeah, and I went and peed and I didn't miss a thing.
Did you watch that movie yet? Talk to Me.
No, I don't even know what it is.
It's really
dark, scary.
It's a ghost movie. You would love it.
Yes. It's from New Zealand.
Woohoo! Oh,
you know who directed that movie? YouTubers. You remember Raka Raka?
Oh, I did hear about that actually.
Yeah, Todd had DMs with the director.
Yeah, they're saying they want to make a video with Todd, and he never like responded to them.
I bet he's.
And they made a movie.
Himself.
They made a
Todd punch in the air right now.
Oh yeah.
Todd shadow boxing right now.
It was the guy who did like the crazy McDonald's creepy videos, right?
Didn't people say it's like the best horror movie to come out?
I've heard a lot of really good things.
Yeah, it's
crazy. It's
best of the year, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. They try to make it different, and I think the acting was incredible. I like the end.
Yeah,
it was good. It was a good like A24 film, I would say.
What's that mean?
A good A24 is a
production company, right?
Mariah.
They're really what I like about A24 is that I feel like they're just so picky with what they want to be a part of or what they want to stamp. Because A24 doesn't make the films. They just like put their
stamp on it. They buy it.
Okay, yeah.
But they also do produce their own stuff.
I know. But like a lot of movies they're not really a part of, but they just like.
Yeah. Did you ever see Beau Is Afraid?
No, but it's a horror. But they didn't
it's
promote
3 hours
it.
3 hours
like
long. I finally watched it. It ain't even worth it, dude. It is stressful from the beginning.
I'm afraid it's not a good movie.
It definitely plays with the element of horror, but it's not the type of horror you want.
Yeah, and it's not like Doc Scary. That's for sure.
I saw Drake last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you went to the concert?
You went to Drake?
Cody Ko hit me up and he was like, yo, I got extra tickets.
It looks really fun.
It was, okay. It was pretty, it was pretty cool. It's Drake. But the beginning, he's like, I'm going to take y'all way back. And you're like so excited. He's going to play his old songs. He was like speed running all of his songs. He was like rapping in like 1.5 times speed.
I was hearing people say that like it felt like he wasn't doing it to do it, it wasn't like a show.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a performance. It was more like
he was kind of rushing it. Like it wasn't like a Kanye show. Kanye, I feel like, puts on a spectacle. Yeah. This I was like, eh. And he would bring out these like floats and stuff throughout the show. And like one time he brought out like Scream, and Scream was like going around the audience with like a knife. And then he brought out Peter Pan at one point. He was like soaring around. And brought out like a hentai girl.
All right, so it was a drug show. You had to like drop some acid and watch it.
Remember how we talked about for concerts? I don't really enjoy them because they always change the rhythm of the song and the way it's sung. There was people posting at the Drake concert and they were like, me waiting to sing along, but Drake just keeps singing the song so different than what they originally are. And everyone's like, I can't even sing along to these.
Yeah, I was a little frustrated.
That must feel so annoying, like to not be able to sing.
Like it just doesn't scratch the itch.
Yeah.
And then I thought 21 Savage though was like going to be the opener, but then he kind of came out like towards the end and it was just the 21 Savage show. It was a little, I don't know.
All right, I don't need to go.
No, I don't think you're missing much.
He brought out a Birkin bag for somebody.
He did. That was the night before.
Crazy.
Wait, like just a random person that was at the show?
Yeah, he just picked somebody.
LeBron James like escorted him like onto the stage, which was pretty cool. Yeah,
that's really cool. And Susie went.
Yes.
Jordan, did Susie go because of you?
Because of you, what did you do?
Damn, Jordan making lives happen.
She had a good seat. Good job, Jordan.
Zach Bia was DJing too.
At the Drake show?
At the Drake show, like, he was almost like the opener. And it was pretty good. I was like, oh my God, it's Zach Villa. And then he played, like, Party in the USA, like, as his last song. It was so
interesting. Is he also, like, performing, like, five nights like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, he already did, like, four nights at the Forum and then is doing, like, three nights at Crypto.
Wow.
Jeez.
Isn't Beyonce is, like, doing, like, a whole tour? Mm-hmm. Dude, the biggest artists right now are all on tour. It's insane.
They know something we don't.
Yeah.
They're getting one more tour in before they lock us down again.
Oh, here we go.
So that's why Unfiltered needs to do a tour.
Well, we have until September.
Should we? Everything we say, we have to do on the show has to be shit that we've never talked about before.
Yeah, and we talk way too much, so we've talked about everything.
I think people just want to, like, meet us and see us.
Like, people are paying money.
To be like a really
you want
good.
It to be like exclusive, almost like we're gonna tell you a story that like nobody else has heard.
Exactly.
It's hard when like something happens because immediately we're like, we have to tell it on the podcast. We don't bottle up stories.
We get excited
and save it for a reason.
So you know what? Why don't we make it juicy? We bring on some drama. We bring on some tea, huh? We bring on some crazy. Shit. We should just go actually, and we say no phones.
Oh,
nobody
we,
can.
We do
nobody
the thing where they lock up the phone.
People would be so pissed about that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, really?
I think they got so excited to see us for the first time, and they can't even document it. Like, who do we think we are?
Yeah, but we do a meet and greet for everybody.
Locking up the phone during the show
so we can say shit that we would never say publicly on a podcast.
Okay, yeah. I think we should just go party really hard the night before with everybody in their college town, and then we like go
You're
talk
a
about.
Creep.
It. Is that a creep? I don't know, but I thought like we would.
Mac will not let college go.
Why don't we give them all massages?
No, because we would have great stories about the night before.
I know, but we can't go. We can't go out like with college kids.
Yeah, that's a little.
We're
weird.
Like, we're
yeah,
a little
I guess
too old
so.
Now.
I feel like there was one more thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yum! That's my kind of burger. Go back.
The Burger King new just cheese.
Ew.
This is just in Thailand.
It's grilled cheese.
No meat, no lettuce, tomato, pickles, nothing. Just 20 slices of cheese.
Girl dinner.
Ooh, but like McDonald's cheese though. I bet that kind of, I could take a bite out of that. I wouldn't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I could do a bite. It's kind of like cake. Like I'll do a bite.
Have you had Taco Bell's like grilled cheese taco thing that's
no.
out?
No. They make that?
Dude, Patricia and I got it when we were leaving Joe's wedding.
Wait, it's just cheese and taco?
No, it's a taco with like chicken, but then they like grilled cheese on the side of it, and it tastes
oh my gosh.
So good.
Is it like, it's not like a quesadilla? Is it more
no,
like
No, it's more of a hard shell taco, but with like hard, like, melted cheese on it.
Should
you know,
we,
like you know when you make
some?
Like
I'm so
you know when
down.
You make like nachos at home. You put out like the Tostito chips. You get the shredded cheese. You heat it up, and it's that nice.
Okay.
It's almost like bubbled and sizzled just right on it.
Okay,
it's like that. What's it called? Just go to the Taco Bell website. It has to be on there. Oh wait, go grilled or go home. Is that it? Or the
right? You should
did
work
I write
for them.
That? I was just gonna say, did I write?
Honestly,
that?
Those look
it.
Like.
The grilled
your
cheese.
Oh,
that
photos.
Looks good.
Dude, grilled cheese dipping taco, and it has that like Taco Bell sauce
wait,
on it.
Wait, Matt, that actually reminds me of like the authentic, like the authentic
birra
way that
tacos.
They make tacos. You know how they like they drench it in that
tacos.
Sauce?
Dip it in the oil.
Yes, shredded beef, grilled cheese.
Okay, that looks banging.
That does look incredible.
And the crunch is so good. And it has that Taco Bell kind of sauce on it.
Wait a second. It's only 290 calories? That can be in my diet.
Jordan, order some for the unwind.
Let's go.
Dude, I might.
Oh, you know what we had after the wedding?
Tell me.
Insomnia cookies.
Ooh, yeah, insomnia.
Dude.
Actually, let's give them a shout out because they did something so miraculous.
We ordered it for delivery, right? And it was like estimated delivery time was like 30 minutes. An hour and a half goes by and I'm like, okay, something is clearly wrong.
It kept saying preparing.
So I called the store and I'm like, hey, I placed an order for delivery and I still haven't gotten it yet. Is like, do you have an update on your end? They were like, oh yeah, a driver picked that up like 45 minutes ago.
And they have their own personal driver. This wasn't like a random Postmates. They have a guy that runs it to you. So they said, our driver grabbed it, the one that works for us. You should have gotten it an hour ago.
Uh-oh. So I'm like, that's so weird. And they were like, do you still want it? And I was like, I mean, yeah, if we could still get the order, that'd be amazing. They go, well, our drivers are done for the night, so we don't have anybody to deliver it, but I'll call you like an Uber to take it to you. And I was like, what?
The sweetest.
They were
without
like,
hesitation, they were like, we'll just call you an Uber and we'll have them deliver it to
you. Oh,
wow. And I was like,
that's customer service.
And it was
And what are you going to do, Heath, now? You're going to go to Insomnia Cookie every time you see it.
That's
because
right.
of that one
yes.
little that's thing right. they did
It also
for you.
Helps, like, when you respect them, they give you respect.
They were so sweet.
Damn.
Yeah, they were really sweet. So shout out to them. I don't know what location, but
Santa
Barbara.
They don't have one here?
I don't know if they do.
Yeah,
I feel like I've seen one.
I think it's all about crumble out here. People are obsessed with those cookies.
Get ready for Tiff's Treats. They've been doing some pop-ups.
Tiff's Treats.
Get ready for Tiff's.
It started in Austin. It is so good. They're my favorite cookies.
What is it, like a fat cookie, a skinny cookie?
It's like, it's fat. It's a fat cookie. But like
people
not
love them
like
fat cookies,
but not
days.
Like a disgustingly fat. Yeah. It's just that right type of
love. Oh, easy.
One that make you want to.
They got like Snickerdoodle, M&M. Yeah, it started in the UT dorm rooms, and now
what's
it's
like the best outside, not Insomnia, but what's like another really good just like fat cookie spot? Because like I've been dying for one around here.
Is Great American Cookies still around? God, yes. at the mall, and they had that frosting one with the M&Ms in it.
They would have. Oh. It's random where you find them, right? They'll come out of nowhere and be like,
"They have it
you want
Glendale Mall."
Oh, Great American Cookies,
Mrs. Fields.
Oh, very that's good. What it is. It's Mrs. Fields, the pizza cookie.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Mrs. Fields makes like packaged cookies now, right? Or no?
I'm not sure.
You know what I did like back in the day? Grandma's cookies.
No, that shit
Those little
sucked.
Single individual wrap ones.
That shit
ones.
Sucked. They were never good.
I loved those.
Because they
taste
like the chewy. They taste like the Chewy Chips Ahoy. That's
chewy
why.
Chewy is so much better than crunchy. Yeah.
God, do you like Chewy Chips Ahoy? Like the chewy kind?
Yes.
Yes.
Chewy, yeah.
You like jail. Chewy?
Oh, especially by a pool. Get out of like a pool chewy? And have a Chewy Whoa. Chips Ahoy cookie.
Guys are gross.
Chewy
yeah.
cookie in general
a
over crunchy.
Pool.
Yes. I don't want a mess. I don't want.
No, it's not the mess. It's the taste. It's the flavor.
Chewy is so much better. There's yeah. no way you possibly.
Saying it's better.
Chewy makes me want to end my life.
Do you remember like Pepperidge Farm commercials, how it was like a mom's cookie?
Oh, it is.
My private little Pepperidge Farm. But obviously a kid doesn't even want a Pepperidge Farm because the packaging just doesn't
I'm
even
look like
it. It's like a grandma look.
Yeah. All I wanted were Milano's when I was young.
Milano.
I love
and I think
Milano's.
I only wanted it because they were expensive and my mom told me that.
Right.
They are very, because they're Italian cookies.
Ooh. Zane loves those, the Tates. Those are really
good. Yeah, those are good. Those,
don't that's dab, a, it's right
yeah.
in, baby. Oh.
Tates are good.
Are those elves still making cookies? Wait, what?
The Keebler?
Wait, is that what they're called?
The Keebler elf?
Yeah.
They still make those.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, David actually buys them still. He's 5 years old.
Circus animal cookies, though, are like the best.
Oh, my, the frosted ones?
Oh
my God. I just...
Oh yeah, shove it up my ass. I love those. I don't want
to. No, every time I look at those, I get a little hot.
You know what?
I'm sorry. Sue me.
Sue me. What are you gonna do?
Only during Christmas time I get them. But have you ever had? It's like a little shortbread cookie, like smashed in the middle with a whole entire Hershey Kiss in the center of it.
Yes, yes. People make those a lot. Yeah.
Banging, but only
it's crazy. That's not even like it's just a Hershey Kiss on a shortbread.
I know, but for some reason, once a year they hit harder than anything.
You know, I've been fucking with lately.
Huh?
The just dark chocolate bark with like the pretzel and the caramel in it and the nuts.
I only have like peppermint like chocolate bark.
That's no, like I don't like I no peppermint in it. Just everything else but the peppermint.
Anything brittles.
There's brittles?
Brownie brittles.
The packaged ones?
Yes.
I feel like I only really get them good. At the airport.
You could get them in a fucking Tostitos-sized bag of just brownie brittle, and it's unbelievable.
And it's really good.
You never had it? It's brownies, but it's like chips.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, story. Denver Airport. A pilot was like trying to leave a parking lot recently, and apparently there was like big holdup with like a bunch of cars were in line. The little what do you call the little gate thing, the bar. It wasn't going up, and a pilot decides he's gonna save the day. Gets an axe out of his car, walks across the parking lot and starts hacking away at the parking gate. Well, I don't know. Or it's a man having a mental breakdown and he just snapped.
That's a guy who spent a lot of money on an axe that's kept it in his car waiting for the time for him to be able to use it.
Better than a human.
Look, boom.
Just hacking away at it.
Oh, my. And dude, he's in his fucking work clothes.
Yes. A pilot. That's what kind of is really unnerving about it.
That is really scary that it's a pilot.
It looks like he's just like he wants to do it to something else and he's just getting it out.
Like he's having a bad day. You think he would stop and be like, hey, it's okay. I got it. But like also you're damaging a property. Like it's
Hold on. Rewind that. Look at the walk up.
Yeah, that was.
Wait.
That was
like The Shining.
Yes, dude.
Okay, that walk. Oh, my God.
Weird.
And a pilot. You have to be pretty mentally sane to be a pilot.
Yeah.
And then they had to like take him down.
I thought he was like slapping his.
Oh my God, he just got elbowed.
Yeah. He won't let go of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's having a.
Yeah.
Oh, he was. Well, it's a United. That's why.
That's why.
Delta would never.
That's insane. Never. I can't believe they had to pry it from him like that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think he was having a bad day.
Well, I think his flight probably got delayed with 7 hours. You remember that? You know these flights are getting delayed. It was a long time.
Yeah, a Spirit flight stuck on the tarmac for 7 hours.
Yeah, you saw that, Matt?
I think I did. I've been seeing a bunch of those, yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, and they didn't like offer water and stuff?
Yeah. I love the comments. Yup, what? But it was only $30.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be the start of a serial killer.
Yeah,
that's the start of a good show.
That's pretty insane to go out there like that. And it also would have worked better just to like bend the arm. Because I've done it, and it breaks pretty easily.
Yeah, Mariah, right?
But yeah, like, we've done
Mariah's
it.
Mariah's really good at that.
I also would get that if he was just not at the airport. You know, like, if he just did that, like, randomly, and he, like, snapped. But, like, you are a pilot, but you are still in uniform. This area, this is the airport zone, you're still at work.
There's people sitting there in the chairs getting ready to board, looking out at all the planes.
Yeah.
Something must have made him snap that day. And I
think we should get him on.
I think we should too.
I want to know.
I don't know why I could see South Park doing a scene like this, making fun of it.
Yeah.
But wait, why does he have an axe in his car? There's no reason.
Right. He lives in Denver. I bet you deal with trees and stuff in the roads.
But that's like.
You're a pilot.
That's a long time.
You don't have time to deal with trees.
Imagine having to axe a tree out of your way.
Fly over it?
Yeah. What?
You ever seen those.
Given Dama.
I think they're called burnas. It's like a.
It's called a burka.
Oh, sorry. It's a non-lethal, like pepper spray in a paintball, basically, but in a gun.
No,
it's like a self-defense thing.
It's like a bullet, but you just shoot and explode out, or like it hits the target and then
it explodes on impact like a paintball, but it's pepper spray in it.
Oh,
it's kind of sick.
Pretty cool.
Does it hurt?
I would imagine like a paintball would.
Yeah. Paintballs do hurt.
It's pepper, so it'll sting a little bit more. It's
pretty cool though.
Those hats are really sick. I wish I didn't lose mine.
Yeah, they're the best. Fit is perfect. Aren't they so comfortable right now?
So comfortable.
Mine's comfortable too, but I just wish I had that one on. Is that Vulpa's Villas?
Mm-hmm. Vulpa's Villas, love it.
All right, let's end it.
All right.
Can you end it?
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. My name is
not
very good.
Thank you so much for watching. We post these episodes, audio version every Monday, video version every Tuesday. However, we post a couple days early. I try my best to get up as early as possible for the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Very good.
We have Cremota Coffee. Big things coming. Check the Patreon for...
big things here.
Exclusively
on Patreon.
If you're on Patreon, big things here. If you're not on Patreon, big things coming.
Yeah.
On the Patreon, you also get early access, like she said, but we do a bonus episode every single month, drunk, high with a guest. We kind of switch it up, do a bunch of fun
things. But look, I'm not going to lie to you. We pretty much do bonus episodes every week because we keep these cameras rolling.
That's right.
Surprise!
After we finish every episode.
Recline and unwind. Yeah, y'all sit back.
You pretty much get another bonus episode every single week. I just want to let you know that.
Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Cremota.com.
Thank you very much.
We got matcha. We got grinds. Mm. We got whole beans. We got espresso.
Cake cups.
We got this and who's a Watson and that and X, Y, and Z. You name it, we got it.
and Mariah's special macaronis.
I just bought macaroni earrings.
Anyway. Fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
We love you.
We'll see you next time.
Toodaloo.
On Zany Heath Unfiltered.
Mm.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Peace.